whip around. Whip around. Whip, 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 whip around.
Okay.
What's on your mind, Monty? You seem troubled.
So on Friday,
you're right.
I get here, got my big bag, got all my gifts from my buds.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm an equal opportunity gift giver.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I take care of everyone that I can. Once again, happy birthday to Cam. And go through basically everybody on the list. But there was one omission.
One glaring omission.
That just so happened to be Gordon.
Your hero.
Mm-hmm.
And
your butt buddy, if you will.
Gordon.
His Thursday buddy on his Twitch stream.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon is an extremely difficult person to shop for in this instance.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who's done this now, I mean, I have no idea, 12 times? I don't know.
Decades.
At least double-digit number of times. I've done a few of them, and then other times I just don't have anything that I feel good about, so I don't do anything.
Yeah, but one of the gifts you got him was just knee pads so that you don't have to keep bringing your own whenever you go stop by his house.
It was something for yourself.
Yeah.
A towel so he can wipe me off of his groin.
Yeah. It was about him, but it wasn't as biting as, say, telling Baldy that he'll never amount to anything more than a morning ticker man.
And so, I don't even remember. Is that what I got, Baldy?
In so many words, essentially.
I'm just reading the tea leaves. So,
again, see, perfect example. He will go at us. But his hero, Gordo. I want to hurt Gordo.
I can't think of anything.
Okay.
He's just
I've
like,
heard that
thing.
Crap.
What am I going to do?
I've heard that crap. For one, I'm not Mickey Mouse.
I can't think of anything for Gordo.
Oh, no. I've heard that crap since I started doing this about Gordon, well before Gordon knew about Stumpy here. It's just that Gordon, who does not share a whole lot, A, about his personal life, and B, doesn't have a whole lot of stuff for me to glom onto, I don't have good things to make fun of him for.
You know, this isn't a court of law here. You know, we're on your side.
I can't just start nuking...
We don't have court in our show title.
Nuking his family on air during Christmas. So if I don't feel like I have anything good for him, I don't do one. And then the second that happens, I immediately get told by you guys and P1s, oh, you're too scared of Gordon. You don't want to make Gordon mad.
That doesn't sound like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. We do sound like Mickey Mouse.
That's
just
you guys.
A bad impression.
And
hey there,
I just want to tell you that you're wrong.
Oh, we're wrong.
And it's 11:41. That's the end of the show. If you would like to
thought
throw,
I went
though,
short.
Wrong.
No one's going to be, because as short as you made us short earlier. But if you like some proof, I think I may have found some, because I spent all day on Sloth Saturday combing through old Christmas gift segments to find instances of when I have given gifts to Gordon.
Okay. That'll shut us up.
And this one is from...
Putting that audio where our ears are.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so this one, okay, I will grant you, going into it, maybe I was a little easy on him. But someone else on the crew was not. And I'll play this from my computer here, Dylan. Tell me which one you think was harsher, me or the other guy.
So try not to spill anything on that shirt, EA. And Merry Christmas.
Damn right, EA.
And finally, I really wanted to give something spicy to Gordon, but I'll be honest with you, he's been such a good guy to me, and he's been a good friend. I really couldn't bring myself to be mean to him. You know, he was by my side when I was going through cancer. He donates his weekly stream money to a charity. I just couldn't do it.
Shut up, fatty. I got something for Gordon. I wasn't really sure what to get, a know-it-all hack, but I think I found something. I gave him my phone number, so he can talk to somebody who actually knows how to put together a decent 840 character without flubbing every other word.
It's big talk.
So,
from whoever that was.
Was that supposed to be me?
What do you mean?
Was that me early? Supposed to be me earlier? That sounded nothing like me at all.
Ham, DJ.
I thought you went a little far calling him a know-it-all hack.
So to prove he doesn't, he does go at Gordon. He manufactured audio of us.
What do you mean? I pulled that from the 2023 Christmas gifts. And granted, I when I heard that one, I was like, you know what? They might have been right that year.
I've never called I you went fatty a little before. Soft.
No, not on air.
Not on
definitely
air.
Not on
in
air.
In private.
We go at each other pretty hard
yeah,
off air.
Air, we're fine, yeah.
You told me to shut up because you had a gift, which you don't even really bring them. But that day you did. Clearly ham.
Was that clearly
right,
me?
Yeah, I don't know how clear that was.
I've never strung that many words together without it, actually.
That's the tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck trying to dumb down AI ham. It breaks the machine. Well, okay, so this one is from, I don't even remember what year.
Oh, you got more.
I have another one here.
You don't say.
This one I definitely think I did go hard at Gordon. We'll see if you guys agree.
Anyway, that should take care of the
cheap.
Hard line.
Ja-ja-ja-ja-ha-ha. Good one, Monty. Wow, you really are the funniest. Kiss me.
Weird. All right, I got this one for Gordon. Let me tell you, there are so many things I could have got that mother. First of all, that fucking piece of is the luckiest on the planet to be where the he is. He's been called so many names up here, and honestly, rightfully so. From to bitch to bastard to head to ass. To piece of shit, to a even a stain. There's so many things I could have got that, but you know what? I'll just get him a gift card to Starbucks.
So all that.
I may have copped out at the end there.
Yeah.
And got him a gift card to Starbucks. So you know what? Maybe I did go light on him.
What year is that from?
May have been 2024. I don't know.
What happened to your beeping skills?
What do you mean?
Because nowadays, there's barely any beep on anything. So props to you.
Yeah.
Also, I don't remember asking you to kiss me in the middle of any gift segment ever. I would have remembered that.
Yeah, and that's the most Hispanic DJ's ever sounded as he says,
ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja.
Can I hear that part again? I think I was laughing over it earlier.
Ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja-ja. Good one, Monty.
Oh, we had a clean version of it, too. No bet.
Amazing. Amazing.
You don't laugh like a Hispanic girl on text.
In text to annoy my lady, sometimes I will. Ja-ja-ja-ja-ja.
All right, I'm worth that for tomorrow.
All right, well,
I mean, I don't remember that, but I guess it does kind of sound like us. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I have to just take it at face value. But again, you didn't really give him a gift. You just called him a bunch of names. Not a lot of tact or comedy to that. Just saying every cuss word at him. But better.
And then you gave him a gift card at the end.
I gave him a gift card. Yeah, Starbucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope that you guys realize that I was right all along.
No. I don't know
if
that
anything,
I'm
that
completely
proves
convinced.
Us more.
All right, next year, I'm going to take a missile to Gordon's house and
next
show you
year,
guys.
Yeah. We got Christmas coming up in 6 months or whatever.
Yeah,
5 months.
Jewish now.
Jewish now?
Yeah.
In what way?
When it comes to gift giving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They still have Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that means he'll have
8 days.
8 days to give him gifts.
Oh.
Yeah.
A whole week plus an extra day?
We don't have to come up with 840 ideas. We can just have Christmas every day.
Yes.
You backed yourself into a Jewish corner, pal. Yeah. You're going to pay for it come holiday time.
All right. Well, that is going to be it for us, and that is it for us this week, and
maybe
for
ever.
A while.
Maybe ever.
You're starting your German excursion. This is the homeland.
On Thursday. The motherland.
Yeah. Go see what they're doing over there.
See,
report back.
Take the temperature on how the rest of the world's feeling about Americans right now.
Probably pretty great.
And probably.
Zverev, how he's doing.
Zverev up a set.
Yeah, no one cares. All right.
Me and Cam care. People with money on the line care, sir.